Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's Most Dangerous Podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls, it's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese Podcast, and this is The Shred for the last week of September 2022. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today, as always, by Recruitology. Recruitology uses AI to connect employers with the right talent through programmatic job distribution, passive candidate matching, and virtual job fairs. Guys, you can learn more today by going to recruitology.com/employers. Now to the news in no particular order. Philadelphia-based Employee Cycle has raised $2.5 million in seed funding. This brings total funding to $5 million. Founded in 2018, the company combines disconnected workforce data from different HR systems into one HR dashboard. Employee Cycle will use the funds towards the continued development of the employee data platform and its eventual launch in November. Employee Cycle employs 15 folks, according to LinkedIn. Florida-based All Medical Personnel has acquired Dallas-based Ethica Group. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Ethica Group is a travel therapy staffing provider. All Medical Personnel specializes in locum tenens, travel nursing, and allied health workforce solutions for businesses and government entities. The acquisition will enable All Medical Personnel to expand its healthcare workforce staffing services across the nation by offering positions in physical therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy assistance, and more. Founded in 2009, Ethica Group employs 15 people. Scheduling software Calendly, based in Atlanta, has acquired San Fran-based Prelude. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Prelude says that they transform how companies approach hiring strategy by modernizing every candidate touchpoint from communications and prep to scheduling and logistics to interviewing. Over 10 million people across 116 countries use Calendly, I'm one of them, to schedule their meetings. Founded in 2017, Prelude employs 32 folks. San Fran-based Remo First has raised $14.1 million in a seed round. This brings total funding to $14.4 million. Founded in 2021, Remo First helps companies build global remote teams in 150 countries by allowing them to hire talent in countries where they do not have an entity. Remo First services include onboarding, payroll, benefits, taxes, and local compliance. Remo First will use the funds to expand its team as well as its footprint globally. Remo First employs 37 people. India-based TurboHire has raised $2 million in a pre-Series A funding round. This brings total funding to $3 million. Founded in 2019, the company is an AI-powered recruitment automation platform. Where have we heard that before? TurboHire will use the funds to ramp up product automation and boost its revenue across the globe. TurboHire employs 78 folks. London-based Hofi has raised $15 million in a Series B round. This brings total funding to $30.2 million. Founded in 2020, the company manages the delivery of pickup of office equipment to remote hires. Let me say that again. The company manages the delivery and pickup of office equipment to remote hires. Hofi will use the funds to expand their team to 120 employees by the end of the year, up from around 85 employees today. New York-based One Equity Partners has acquired Omaha-based Primetime Healthcare. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Primetime Healthcare provides staffing services for placing registered nurses, licensed practical nurses, certified nursing assistants, and allied health clinicians to approximately 8,500 healthcare facilities across the United States. The acquisition will enable Primetime to grow through complementary acquisitions that will broaden its service offerings and better position Primetime to serve both its clinicians and customers. Founded in 2012, Primetime Healthcare employs 376 people. The cold meds are definitely kicking in. Sorry about that. Boston-based Wellable has acquired LA-based Sweat Factor. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Sweat Factor provides a fitness streaming platform, and Wellable is a provider of employee wellness technology. Sounds like Peloton on crack. The acquisition will enable Wellable to provide users with a comprehensive library of exercise, nutrition, and mindfulness classes. Founded in 2017, Sweat Factor employs 6 people. UK-based CV Library, claiming to be the UK's favorite job board, has acquired Brilliant Jobs. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Brilliant Jobs provides a platform that uses AI and programmatic technology to connect candidates with employers. With the deal, CV Library plans to deliver a global programmatic job advertising solution across its existing as well as new territories. The acquisition will enable CV Library to own and integrate a leading programmatic product within its existing technology stack and to expand the organization's product offering. Founded in 2019, Brilliant Job employs just 4 people. CV Library was launched way back when dinosaurs roamed the earth in the year 2000. Guys, be sure to tune into the weekly show for this and more news from the world of recruiting. As always, big thanks to Recruitology for supporting The Shred. Recruitology brings machine learning and AI to virtual job fairs, candidate matching, and programmatic job distribution. You can learn more today by going to recruitology.com/employers. Cheeseman out.
Adios, turd nuggets.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Business leadership, ownership, and sales can be challenging. Tune into the Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast to learn from the world's experts. Join me, your host, Diane Helbig, as I chat with people who have expertise in various areas of business. You'll enjoy the lively conversations that are focused on providing you with the ideas, tips, and suggestions you need to realize greater success. Get what you need for your business when you need it from the people who have the answers. Accelerate Your Business Growth is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and is available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.